Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, snow with up to an inch of accumulation, a low of 27. Mayor John Dickert, in comments similar to those he's made before, says the focus of the Racine Police Department is to find and arrest those who break the law, and the city will not actively pursue undocumented immigrants. President Donald Trump recently signed an executive order that promises to withhold federal funding from so-called sanctuary cities that protect undocumented immigrants. Dickert notes it is not against the law to be undocumented, but that doesn't mean those who break the law will go free. Dickert notes that mayors across the country have been researching issues related to immigration for some time and have legal opinions that President Trump's executive order is illegal.
You cannot take out undocumented workers for no reason. And you cannot risk our funding, federal funding, because of our actions under the law. So we are challenging those comments and the executive order to state that, cities have rights under the 10th and 14th Amendments, and we're going to abide by those rights.
Within minutes of the release of Dickert's statements, his office began receiving emails from across the area denouncing his stand. He said instilling hatred and bigotry in this country is something we don't need. He said the nation's mayors, who met in Washington just days before President Trump's inauguration, will be keeping a close eye on what's going on in the nation's capital. Wisconsin Jews, joined by allies from around southeastern Wisconsin and Illinois, converged on House Speaker Paul Ryan's downtown Racine office at 3 o'clock this afternoon because of implications of the president's order temporarily banning the entry of refugees and immigrants from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. The group delivered a letter calling on the congressman to publicly rescind his support for President Trump's executive order. The process of determining what should happen to the Horlick Dam will continue tonight with a public meeting at Racine County's Ives Grove office building. The Department of Natural Resources has ordered the county, which owns the dam, to make modifications to allow it to handle the effects of a so-called 100-year storm. Julie Anderson, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, told the county board last week a variety of people are expected to attend. While a number of options have been identified, Anderson notes the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission has recommended the dam be removed.
Now, Racine County has not come to any conclusions yet. We're just sharing with you that from an environmental consideration and some of the engineering effects that they've looked at, that is what they are recommending.
Tonight's meeting will be held in the auditorium of the Ives Grove office building beginning at 6:30. Taxpayers in the Yorkville Elementary School District have a chance to attend a pair of informational meetings about an April 4th referendum to exceed the state-imposed revenue limits by almost $500,000 on a recurring basis. District officials say it would result in a tax rate increase of $1.05 per thousand of assessed valuation to deal with an operational deficit. Informational meetings have been scheduled in the school's cafeteria, 7 p.m. on February 15th and 6 p.m. on March 23rd. Ridership on Racine's Bell Urban System buses isn't what officials would like it to be, but with hope some new branding and marketing may help raise some of the numbers that get reviewed each month and at year's end. During a recent Transit and Parking Commission meeting, Bus General Manager Willie McDonald reported 2016 ridership was down 7.3%, with corresponding revenue off by 6.1%, while paratransit service declined 8.2% for those 12 months and revenue was off by 14.6%.
Now on this paratransit, we sold no tickets to community care. And community care usually buy tickets to give to their clients.
Yeah.
And I think they got smart and stopped buying them and give their clients $4 to pay. And then, I can't say this for sure, but I think they get reimbursed for the ride.
McDonald said overtime costs were down 40% for the year, and the number of collisions fell by 30%, while December overtime rose 58% because of Sundays being the holidays and language in the driver's union contract requiring holiday pay. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.